When is it okay to beat a woman? And it is increasingly okay to beat a woman. And I don't mean just on the field hockey field. Although that's okay too, if you're a man. As long as you're dressed like a woman when you do it. It's okay to beat a woman if she has wrong think. We learned that from San Francisco State University and San Francisco Police Department, who watched Riley Gaines when she spoke there, the swimmer, who said, no, boys shouldn't compete against girls. That's not fair. Watched her get beaten by a 6-foot-tall man in a dress, so it was okay. It was recorded on video. They said they'd investigate both the San Francisco State University campus police and the San Francisco PD. Ultimately, both declined to charge the man because he had right think, she had wrong think. And, you know, he might have been a couple feet taller than her, but, you know, looked like it anyway. He was huge. Maybe getting hit would help her think better. But it's on video. You have, well, we just, you know, we don't think any charges are necessary. He got off scot-free. Now it's become okay to beat Caitlin Clark. Every time I talk about this, people say, why are you talking about sports, Tara? This isn't about sports. It's happening in sports, but this is not what this is. What is happening to Caitlin Clark is unbelievable. Her coach has had to have press conferences. They are beating her. They are shoving her to the floor. Why? Because she's white and she refuses to be a lesbian. I am not kidding. I'll let Clay Travis, the Outkick Sports host, explain.
All I will say is I told you this was coming. Caitlin Clark is white and straight in a league that is primarily minority and lesbian. I told you that this was going to be an issue, and lots of people tried to pretend that it wasn't going to be an issue, and they claimed that I was making stuff up.
Right. So then they trotted out a couple of other white girls to make statements that they had privilege. They also had feminine privilege. In other words, they present as womanly, which is also apparently privilege. And then the other players apologized for their feminine privilege, which is when you're born looking like a woman or something. And demanded that Caitlin Clark apologize for all of her privileges and immediately endorse somebody Democrat. She wouldn't. She just wants to play. She wouldn't say either way. It cost her a spot on the Olympic team. It did. She is shattering record after record, both at the collegiate level and now is doing it in the WNBA, yet she was shunned for the Olympic team. But she didn't do it. She didn't endorse. But I knew she was going to break over the weekend. If you go watch the video, this is not the usual rough and tumble bump, you know, bumping. They are walking up to her and shoving her down on the floor full force. They're hitting her. The refs see it and don't call it. One of her great talents is on the free throw line. They have lost games, according to her coach, because the refs wouldn't call it. It was so bad after that press conference, the ref called one of these fouls after the game. Days after, they upgraded it. But it's too late. They'd already lost the game. In the WNBA, it is okay to beat Caitlin Clark. Why? She would not come out. And I mean, anything would be acceptable. Come out as a lesbian, endorsed, Kamala Harris, something. This weekend, they broke her. They did it again, shoving her to the ground. Again, these aren't the typical fouls. We haven't seen a thing like this. But what's so remarkable is the refs see it and they turn their heads. They turn their heads. And this weekend, she broke down in tears. And I said, they're going to break her. She's not last much longer. She's going to have to endorse or disavow Trump or something. She's going to get hurt. She's going to get hurt. And it's hurting her team because she doesn't get to go to the free throw line. And they know, they have learned they can beat her and trip her and shove her, and they do. This is beginning to affect sports. It will spread. This is a cultural thing. I don't care what happens in the WNBA, but I do care what the standards are. This is being watched. This is being normalized. They broke her this week. She saw what Brittany Mahomes did, how Brittany Mahomes liked a pro-Trump post. She's obviously Patrick Mahomes' wife, and caught total absolute hell for it. She didn't even say anything. She just liked a pro-Trump post. Absolute uproar from the same hypocrites who made them made us watch them kneel, slur the flag, slander the country on the national and international stage. We had to sit there and shut up and take it. Put Black Lives Matter and other Democrats' slogans on their helmets. That was okay. But God forbid the wife of Patrick Mahomes hits the like button on something that's pro-Trump. You'd have thought the world ended. Well, Caitlin Clark saw this and thought, you know what? This is how I cannot give in to them. I'll just hit like on Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris. And I went, oh, no. Oh, no, she didn't. She doesn't understand the left. It's not going to be good enough. That's a win to them. They're going to demand more and more and more, and the beatings will get worse. So they ask, wow, okay, do you endorse Kamala? She says, no, I just endorse what Taylor Swift was saying about voting. We should all vote. We should all register. Not good enough. Not good enough. So she's refused to endorse, put her name in, and you'll see what's going on. You'll see what's going on. The media is wailing on her because she liked the Taylor Swift post, but would not comment, would not endorse Kamala. So the beatings will continue. She'll probably be in tears again next time you see her on TV. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to either disavow Trump, endorse, because she will. She's going to. Because now she just poked the hornet's nest. She thought it would be good enough. I'll do the opposite of Brittany Mahomes. That'll make them go. No, that shows them they're winning. The beatings will be worse. The refs' heads will turn faster, and you will have to endorse. So I don't know. She's got several options. She could come out as a lesbian. She's not. She has a boyfriend, but it won't matter. She could come out as a lesbian. She could endorse Kamala, slur Trump, something. But she'll do it before the election. You watch. You watch. She just can't take it anymore. She can't take what it's doing to her team. What I can't take is what's being normalized here. Because if it's okay to beat Caitlin Clark, then it's going to become okay to beat other women too who won't go along. It's going to become the norm in sports. Either you watch, either you're on the right political side or the refs are on the other side. Or we could stand up and fight. I mean, look at this. The Hill's going off on her. Caitlin Clark on liking Taylor Swift's Harris endorsement. Educate yourself, she says. Register to vote. Nope. Not going to be good enough. Not for the beatings to end anyway.